Welcome back to part three of Religion Matters. This is Brendan with you until 9 o'clock this morning here on KFM. I hope that you and yours are well. Now, I'm delighted to be joined by Bishop Dennis Nulty. He is very gracious to come in this morning because he's about to head off on as part of the World Youth Day pilgrimage. Bishop Dennis, you're very welcome back to Religion Matters. And you're heading off with how many, 1,600 other pilgrims from Ireland to World Youth Day.
Brendan, lovely to join with you this Sunday morning. And I promised people with me, because the bus is waiting in Carlow to pick me up. We leave at 11:30 this morning. I wouldn't be late. Look, it's lovely being here with you this day. And thanks very much to KFM and Religion Matters for giving us a bit of airplay. Listening to Cliona and Rebecca and Father Paul earlier, isn't it tremendous to hear the enthusiasm of the young people? I know you want to talk to the bishop and everybody else, but I think hearing from young people is what it's going to be all about. Their voices. There are, as you say, 1,600 young people going from 16 dioceses. Kildare and Loughlin, I think, at last count of 133, I understand, going. Huge number, the second highest in the whole country. Obviously out from Dublin, who have a huge population base to work from. It's a great commitment. I want to thank the priests. I want to thank the youth leaders. I want to thank the mentors and teachers in different parishes who have encouraged the involvement in World Youth Day. And I brought some of my gadgetry with me, as always, to show you, Brenda, what we'll be doing and what I'm about, I suppose, going out there.
Now, one of the highlights of the World Youth Day pilgrimage, and we'll get back to what is World Youth Day and that a little bit later on, but one of the highlights for the pilgrims is the sleep out, the walking pilgrimage on Saturday over to the venue where there'll be the final mass, the closing mass celebrated with Pope Francis. And a lot of people sleep out under the stars. Now, is that a sleeping bag that I see there?
What you see in front of you and what listeners have to visualise is probably the largest sleeping bag that will be in Poland during the coming week. Yes, it's my sleeping bag. Am I looking forward to sleeping under the stars? I remember when one of our gatherings in lovely Sulis Frege in Kildare over the last number of weeks, one of the young people asked what would be their highlight of World Youth Day, and different things like meeting Pope Francis. Somebody else said something, maybe meeting their friends, going with their friends. And others said, sleeping under the stars. I said, you can do that in your back garden any day. Now, I personally, it will be a good experience. I'm not sure I will be sleep too much. But look, I want to be there with young people. I promised I would do this. And look, I've signed on for it and looking forward very much to what World Youth Day will be all about. And I have no doubt the all-night vigil is a particular high point of what we're about going to Krakow.
So you're travelling out today, direct flight to Krakow. When do you come back home?
We fly out this afternoon. We have to be in the airport around 1 o'clock, I understand, so we're leaving Carlo at 11:30 this morning. We return next Sunday evening. So, you know, the flight is 9-ish. I don't have the times right in front of me. So it's an evening flight. And, you know, all things being equal, as soon as the final mass is over, we're en route. So there'll be no delay straight to the airport. Because you're talking about 2 million people, Brenda. It's a huge number of people.
Why is it important for someone like yourself? Why is it important for the bishops to be so involved in something like World Youth Day? But not only that, in the preparation and in what happens afterwards as well.
I'm glad you asked that. There are 10 bishops going on this pilgrimage. And we have to remember and remind ourselves, this is a pilgrimage. It's not simply a holiday. What is a pilgrim? A pilgrim is not a pious, holy tourist. A pilgrim is on a sacred journey. When you go as a tourist to Krakow, you're going to see lovely photographs, see things, see sights, learn about new places, collect souvenirs, take snaps. The pilgrim is gaining insight and learning truth about himself or herself. We've had a number of days in the diocese to deepen the experience for the young people going. And I'm going to make sure that this happens when we return as well. It's not simply enough to go out there and come back. It's all over. I want these young people who are wonderful. Already I've met them. Don't know them all by name, but please God, at the end of the week, I'll be much more adjusted at that. But I want them to be the life and soul of their parishes, being missionaries of mercy in today's world and today's church. I have no doubt Pope Francis will be speaking to that theme at the final mass and at the vigil, but I hope that they will be an example to their peers. The best way to evangelize, Brenda, you know, is through people their own age evangelizing one another. So it's peer evangelization.
Now, you said that you've met some of the pilgrims. Do you have a sense of where these young people are coming from, what they're currently involved in, or would you hope to have more of a sense of that by the time the pilgrimage is over?
There are some of the young people I already will know quite well. Most of them I don't know very well, but they know their priests, they know their youth leaders in their parishes, and they obviously come very well recommended because it's going to be good for them. They all know this is not, you know, a trip like a holiday that they might enjoy at after examination or something like that. This is a different, this is a pilgrimage. And I've known that they're coming from the huge experience of faith and maybe at times questions around faith that all people live with today. They're going to be absolutely no different. Except I hope at the end of the pilgrimage, they'll be much more reassured in their faith and in their devotion.
Pope Francis obviously is a big attraction for young people in the church now, and he's certainly being kind of not just preaching the gospel, but living the gospel message. What do you think it is in particular that he has that is maybe making young people sit up and take a second look at their faith and their church?
Well, as you rightly say, Brenda, it is his second World Youth Day. We all remember the wonderful celebration of Mass in Copacabana Beach in Rio and the wonderful gathering of 2 million people at that final Mass. But it is Pope Francis' very first visit to Poland as Pope. So his second World Youth Day, but first visit to Poland, and he'd be walking in the footsteps of St. John Paul II. He's going to be visiting the shrine of St. Faustina, the Divine Mercy. He's going to be visiting Blessed Maximilian Kolbe's cell in Auschwitz. There's so much that Pope Francis will be walking with the wounded, walking with the broken. To answer your question, what attracts us to Pope Francis, I have absolutely no doubt, it's his humility. It's the man. And people are so drawn in by that. And I think we're still unravelling and unpacking the man that is George Bergoglio, Pope Francis.
So in a week's time, when you return with probably tired feet, probably great memories, loads of photographs and wonderful testimony from others, from peers and from Pope Francis. But what do you yourself hope to gain from participating so fully in this pilgrimage?
Thanks very much, Brenda. I think I should immediately book my chiropodist appointment for the week after I return. Without a doubt, the church has, in Ireland and in the Western world, has gone through a huge history of time over the issue of the abuse of the minors, of children, of the vulnerable people in our society. And I'm praying that spending time with young people whose faith perhaps has been shattered by all these scandals and crises, spending time with them, listening to their story, I think will deepen my appreciation of where they're coming from and the wounds that they still carry and maybe the answers they still have. So what do I hope at the end? I hope that I return as a bishop who will be a more merciful, a more compassionate, and maybe more aware of where young people are coming from in 2016.
Well, bon voyage to you and all of the Kildare and Loughlin pilgrims. May you have safe travels, and we look forward to catching up with some of you when you return.
Well, I have two things just in front of me, as you see. One is the Polish zloty. You're not getting that because I need the little bit of currency we have. But I have a lovely wristband to give you, and it's one that celebrates World Youth Day 2016. Candle, www.candle.ie, and the theme, Blessed Are the Merciful, with yellow, white and red. The white and red for Polish colours and the yellow and white for the papal colours. Thank you, Brenda.